Sport on RTE Radio 1.
And here's Pádraig Lodge. Morning, Pádraig.
Morning again, Áine. A lot of people are going to be affected by Lions fever in the coming weeks as the Lions rugby tour gets underway. And while the high point will be the test against Australia, the tour begins in Dublin tomorrow night with a fixture against Argentina. Three Irish players will start, Munster's Tadhg Byrne and Connacht pair Bundy Aki and Finlay Beelam. So far, the game hasn't sold out, with a report by Gerry Thornley in the Irish Times this morning suggesting that the high cost of hotel accommodation and the steep ticket prices have put people off travelling to Dublin. Tour captain Mauro Atoje is one of nine England players in the starting 15, and he's excited to finally have a chance to put all their training to use in a game.
It's a tremendous opportunity for myself and the whole team. This is our first opportunity to set the standard that we want to be, set the kind of team that we want to be, and give, you know, our first account of ourselves. So we've had, you know, just under 2 weeks of great prep. It's been very nice to be so warmly received in Dublin, because that tends not to be the case. I'm walking around the streets today and this week. It's going to be amazing. It's going to be a great spectacle. It's one which the players are just can't wait for, to be honest. We can't wait to get out there. We can't wait to show ourselves and show everyone what we've been about. And we very much look forward to it.
That's Mauro Atoje. Manchester City showcased their impressive squad depth in a 2-0 victory over Casablanca in the Club World Cup, with manager Pep Guardiola rotating his team and resting key players. First half goals from Phil Foden and Jeremy Doku secured the points. Arrangements have been finalised for Shelburne's meeting with an infield in the first round of Champions League qualifiers. The first leg will be at Talca Park on Wednesday the 9th of July at 7:45, with the return leg at Windsor Park 1 week later. Scotty Scheffler, Rory McIlroy and new US Open champion JJ Spawner among the main attractions as the Travelers Championship tees off today in Connecticut. The winning scores of this event for the past 2 years have been 22 and 23 under par, so it'll be a welcome change for the players from last week's tough setup in Oakmont. Cavan's Leona Maguire is in action at the Women's PGA Championship in Texas. With Aidan O'Brien's dual winner Kyprios now retired, there will be a new winner of the Gold Cup at Royal Ascot today. His stablemate Illinois is Ballydoyle's only runner in the stamina demanding show piece. The tally of Irish trained winners this week stands at 4 so far, with victories yesterday for O'Brien's True Love in the Queen Mary Stakes and the Paddy Toomey trained Carmers in the Queen's Vase. The knockout stages of the All-Ireland Football Championship start this weekend, as the race for the Sam Maguire will be reduced to 8 teams. After their defeat to Monaghan last Sunday, Down will host Galway in Uri. And while the Tribesmen are widely expected to win, one of the rising stars on the Down team, Danny McGill, believes home advantage in Uri will be a big help to the Mourne County.
The last game we had there against Louth, you know, I believe the fans got us over the line. I know we were winning well, but, you know, the last 5-10 minutes, that's when Newry really comes alive. And, you know, having that Newry effect, and we're good in Newry. Look, we've only been beat there once over the last number of years since Lyle's been in, so that's going to have a huge positive effect. But, you know, unfortunately, the fans can't play for us. Like, you know, we don't get any scores for having the fans or being at home. So, you know, we'll have to do it on our pitch ourselves.
And has the Talton Cup success of last year, you know, given you momentum and belief that you brought into this year's campaign?
100%. You know, if there's no Talton Cup, you know, we're knocked out last year against Armagh, that's our season over. So it gives us a run in games. It gives the likes of Lav and Mina and Marty and Dackie, the management team, you know, another couple of months to implement what they want to do on a style of play that I think this year's shown. You know, in the league we're unfortunate to go down, I felt, but yeah, I think now the more the championship's going on, you're really seeing how you want to play. And the Talton Cup has been a huge success, you know, not only for Westmeath. Last year should have went through the group. Look at Meath now, top in the group with Kerry in it, and ourselves, we're through to our prelims. So I believe the Talton Cup, and whoever wins the Talton Cup this year will be saying the same.
That's Danny McGill. There was another defeat for the Ireland men's hockey team in their latest Pro League game in Antwerp. They lost 6-1 to title holders Australia, with Monkstown's Lee Cole scoring the Irish goal from a penalty corner. The majority stake of the Los Angeles Lakers basketball franchise is being sold in what's reported to be the most expensive sale of a US sports team in history. The Buss family has owned the team since 1979, and they've now made a deal with the billionaire financier Mark Walter, worth an estimated $10 billion. Finally, Armagh cyclist Seth Dunwoody won yesterday's stage of the Giro Next Gen in Italy, coming home first in a sprint finish.
Pádraig, thank you for that.